USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you afford providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Discrepancies are found in a 2020 general election audit.
Cyber Ninjas, the team conducting a forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County general election, said Thursday they want more items to complete their review, which has turned up several major discrepancies. A couple of them, auditors could find no record of the county sending out more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Auditors found approximately 18,000 people voted but were removed from voter rolls soon after the election. The auditors want ballot envelope images, router images, and Splunk log hard drives.
Mr. Bennett, what's been the response when you've asked for that?
They've provided us what they're going to provide us with.
So are you saying they're refusing to give us that information at this point?
Every time I've tried to interact with the folks at the elections department, I've been told that I need to deal with the county attorney's office.
Ken Bennett is the Arizona Senate's liaison for the Maricopa County election audit. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The bootleg fire in Southern Oregon has grown to 241,000 acres. Winds are pushing the fire east, where a smaller fire called the log fire is burning. Fire creates its own weather. A 20,000-foot cloud called a pyrocumulus cloud collapsed, dropping embers on firefighters. The fire has destroyed over 20 homes, and 5,000 homes are threatened. Nearly 2,000 firefighters are working to stop it. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.